Got some clouds moving into the region. We had 55 degrees and cloudy in Lynchburg, same in Bedford and Alta Vista. In Roanoke, it's cloudy with 57, same in Salem. And looks like Danville's got a little sunshine, okay. And they have 57 degrees there.
No clouds in the studio, that's for sure.
Mm.
Now that we've got Marco in
just
here.
Just the news.
Yeah, it's kind of gray.
The news is a little cloudy.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm the cloudy guy.
You know what? Anytime we're bringing Marco in, you know there's been trouble.
Or there's trouble around the corner.
Right.
Right.
Potentially.
Hey, look, if there's trouble, Marco's guy you're going to want to be having your corner.
Yeah.
And that's 100% true. I mean, here we are again, another example of what they're calling it workplace violence.
Sure.
We had actually two stories yesterday, one being the cabinet manufacturer
down in Texas. Yeah.
So we have that story, and then we have the story of a doctor who was like a home invasion kind of thing.
Yeah. And that was also workplace violence because the guy doing the AC repair was there working. So yeah. That's going to be considered for him as workplace violence. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine you're just going to work on somebody's AC?
Business.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's just a really sad, sad turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are again. Which one do you want to take on first?
The doctor's home.
You know, okay.
I haven't heard much about that, but that's going to be curious as to was he treating this NFL player? What's the relationship there? Why was that right. house picked?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of security did they have at the house? Did he force entry or did he, hey, I want to stop by and talk to you? And then, you know, there's a lot of dynamics to that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, we go back to the guy, workplace violence. The guy is just there doing his job, working on the guy's air conditioner.
Yeah.
And is shot and killed.
Hmm.
And it goes back to, do we allow people to carry firearms while they're working? You know, I mean, does this AC company allow them to carry firearms so they can protect themselves? That's a
right.
whole big dynamics.
Right.
And there's a lot to that. If I was an employer, you know, making that decision, that's a tough decision to make because there's a lot of liability and a lot of dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
As we said before, guns aren't the solution for everybody
right.
and every solution.
Right.
Well, it's interesting to me because, you know, if he had been carrying,
mm-hmm.
Would this thing have ended quite differently?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he was the first one shot because he may have been outside, or was he the last one shot when the guy was leaving?
Right.
And he came to see what was going on.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Or was he in the house? I'll be interesting to hear the dynamics of this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing is for sure, the man obviously not in his right mind. I mean, then there was a standoff, wasn't there, after that?
I believe so. On that one, yeah.
So it's crazy. And then you have to, you know, you have to look at were there warning signs? How could it have been avoided? That kind of thing.
Right.
And so when it comes to protecting your home, I think we're at a point now to where people are really going to be looking, especially if you live in a more populated area.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see more people doing security cameras and
sure.
and that type of thing.
And I do a personal protection in the home class, and we talk about stimulus threshold. So you see this guy who you don't know walking up to the house. Well, what do you do? A lot of people will stand there and continue to let him walk up to the house with a bag or a gun. They don't realize I need to take another step.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a threshold stimulus where, you know, somebody that you don't know pulls up in front of your house. Okay, well, you need to make a move. You know, it's mm-hmm. you don't know him. You're not expecting anybody. They start walking him to the driveway, make a move, do something different. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, start shooting or
defensive. Pull a gun.
Right, but go put the phone in your hand.
Right.
You know, they come up and they knock on the door. Okay, well, this isn't right. Now they're trying the door. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now that's where you need to go one more step. Mm-hmm. Call 911 and say, mm-hmm. now somebody's trying to get into my house. They kick in the front door. By that time, you should be on the phone with 911, locked in your bedroom with a tool to protect yourself.
Right.
Now, what do you think about, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm kind of walking through this scenario with you. So what if you do have an alarm system? Would you recommend setting the alarm off?
I would arm
first?
It. There's panic alarms. A lot of people have, I think, 90%.
Because that might get them to run away.
Yeah, and a lot of panic alarms are wired to police departments, so the alarm's going off, and something's not right. You know, it's always better to call law enforcement than to take matters into your own hands.
Right.
And then there's a lot of reasons for that.
Or at least to have them on their way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and they may not, you know, law enforcement means well. They want to protect people, but the response time, depending on where you live, could be 25 to 30 minutes.
Sure.
Or it could be 2 minutes.
Right.
But people have to have a plan for their house. They've got to think this stuff through.
You know your house better than they do.
Exactly. And you have to, you've got to get the whole family on board. If this happens, kids, this is where you go.
Right.
If we're in this part of the house, this is where you guys go. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to do, and this is what I expect you to do.
Right.
And run through. There's a lot of dynamics for that.
Mm-hmm.
Even having a fire drill, something that will take active attack out of it, but having a fire drill for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out of this window? What do you do? Where are we going to meet afterwards? But you have to have a personal protection of the home plan, because this stuff is a reality. We saw it yesterday. And I guarantee that doctor and his family would have never thought that they would have been shot and killed in their home.
The
AC guy. The AC guy probably never thought,
sure,
I'm going to die at work today while working on a doctor's home in a nice neighborhood.
When his wife kissed him and sent him on his way.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I'm sure that was the furthest thing from their mind.
People think it won't happen to them, but there's a reality in this world. It's happening. And I always say, it never happens here until it happens here. Now it happened here.
Right.
So we have to be absolutely. It's not living in fear and paranoia. And we've talked about this before. It's not. Don't go around scared in fear, but simply have a plan.
But don't be naive either.
Don't be naive.
Be smart about it.
Live in that condition yellow where you're aware of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
You're relaxed, but you're ready to jump into condition red anytime.
Right. Sure. Let's switch gears to the cabinet company now. You know, we don't, that story, I mean, I'm looking at it and it's still very vague. We don't know if the man, at least in the article I'm looking at, was let go.
Right.
Did he have a beef with somebody?
Yeah.
You know, when you have these situations happen, and we were talking off the air about HR has their hands tied in so many ways. With a lot of companies, because you know you're afraid of being sued on one hand, but you said if you get sued after a shooting has happened, you're going to get hit a lot harder.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'd rather, if I was HR, I'd rather get sued with a wrongful termination suit than multiple wrongful death or personal injury suits. I guarantee, and we're not really going to know the truth, and the media is not going to put out everything. They just can't. We're not going to know the truth until somebody can go out there and talk to these folks. But I guarantee you there were warning signs that were missed.
And we see it all the time.
Right.
This guy
was bullied. This guy was fired. Mm-hmm. His supervisor.
This guy was either a bully or he was bullied.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
there's going to be some clear warning signs where they're going to look back and say, man, we should have done something with this.
Right.
Looking at the crime scene pictures, the back pictures they always show is there's a tractor trailer backed up and they're unloading. Well, about 5 or 6 bays are wide open.
Right.
So that's another thing, is how are we going to allow people to get into our facilities?
Right.
If there's not a truck at those bays, close those doors.
Those doors need to close.
Yeah. So we really need, and every facility is different, but we really need one way in and one way out so we can control people that are moving in and out. That creates a soft target when we have a lot of doors open.
What remind me of what happened in the last couple of years in Roanoke at the railway. Wasn't there a story? He was fired.
He was terminated. He left, rode his bicycle back several miles, and went right through the guard shack and into the building and started shooting people.
Right.
And they had active shooter training.
Right.
And the chief of police over there had gone on the news and said that a lot of people were saved because of their plan. A lot of people knew what to do and got out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's critical.
And here's the other thing that I want to say, because I've seen this in so many situations where you have somebody who is unstable.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about it, but nobody's talking about it.
Right. It's not my business. I'm not going to get involved.
It's not my business. Right. I don't want to be responsible for getting anybody fired.
Right.
If you see somebody who is unstable, if you see somebody that you think has the means and the wherewithal to come back and take out vengeance on an entire group of people, I think it is your moral obligation to say something,
right,
to at least give HR and the people in charge an opportunity to do the right thing.
Absolutely. Right. And there's so many programs out there, EAP, employee assistance programs. There's so much out there, avenues available to help people like this. If somebody goes off the deep end, you know, and they're starting to act different, we talk about active shooter behavior or mm-hmm. developmental process. Mm-hmm. And you can see these people starting to develop a lot of times into that.
Right.
We're not out to fire them or make them feel unusual. No, let's get them some help.
That's right.
Let's get them help.
You're showing compassion.
It could be something. I did a facility review at a place one time and they were angry. One guy was very angry that the copy machine had not been fixed. Mm-hmm. Every time he went to the copy machine, it's broken. It's not fixed. Well, he's stewing that his bosses are not fixing the machine.
Right.
They brought him together and said, why are you so angry lately? And he said, you guys won't fix the copy machine. They showed him an invoice where they had ordered the part and it's on back order.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it showed him, okay, my boss is doing
something.
Making
an effort, too.
It's communication.
Right.
You have to have communication in the workplace.
Sure.
You have to have a way to report both anonymous and in person unusual behavior. And that's a plan.
And usually, you know, these people have other things going on outside
A lot of times they do. And when we do the awareness about the active shooter development, family is involved as well. You set up means so family and friends can call in and say this person's off the deep end.
Right.
Fellow employees need to have a baseline on somebody they work with. You guys know each other very well. You've been working together for a while. If one of you comes in, you're off the baseline for a couple of days, that could be a problem.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you're going to be an active shooter, but if somebody's very friendly and all of a sudden something's happening, whether it's at home, at work, they're off their baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be aware of that. Something's wrong. Let's fix it before it just starts stewing into an attack.
Right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the specific classes that are going to be available, whether you're looking for home protection or you're looking for protection and training for your facility, maybe your church. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about how some of the big corporations are trying to shut down folks like Marco.
Don't like me.
They don't like you. Even though you're trying to keep people safe, it's an interesting story. We'll be back to tell it on The Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb.
No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. Smooth operator.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Temperatures are rising and soon you'll be cranking up your AC. Are you ready? It's important to have your AC set to factory standards. Clogged air filters and dirty coils drain energy and promote system breakdowns. A checkup now will get you ready for the hot season. Mills will perform an AC checkup for only $79. It's a preseason special to help you save money and keep you comfortable during the hotter months. Log on millsheating.com and sign up for the $79 AC checkup. So what about your air ducts? They're very important. They circulate the air from your heating and cooling system into and from each room. You want this air to be clean. To help your family get ready for spring, Mills is offering $200 in savings on a whole house duct cleaning. Save $200 and your family is breathing cleaner and easier. Log on millsheating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
It's The Morning Jam, 719. Marco, I wanted to play something for you, at least part of it. The ATF gets involved in a lot of this stuff, and even the story down in Texas. And we've got a new guy that Joe Biden has put out there who's kind of whack. And I don't know if you have your headphones over there. You can listen to some of this. And I want our listeners to pick it up as well.
Like this one are unhinged from reality, to put it gently. So to enforce them, Joe Biden has nominated a man who is unhinged from reality. His name is David Chipman, and he will now run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, an agency that Joe Biden referred to today as the AFT.
Today, I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well.
David knows AFT well. So who is David Chipman? Well, he's a conspiracy nut, for one thing. In a recent internet post on Reddit, he claimed that the Branch Davidians shot down helicopters during the Waco siege in 1993. No, they didn't. That is a bizarre claim to make from someone who is directly involved in the case, as David Chipman was. But it's worse than that. In 1993, the ATF killed dozens of innocent children and at least one pregnant woman for no obvious reason. It's one of the worst things that federal agents have ever done in this country. So if you're taking over the ATF, maybe you could apologize for that. But no, David Chipman lied about it and then attacked the dead. It was not evidence of a generous spirit. It was evidence of a zealot. This is the man Joe Biden just nominated to lead ATF. But it gets worse than that. In a Reddit post, David Chipman suggested that people who fail background checks should be arrested on the spot. Quote, "While at ATF, I conducted studies involving people who failed background checks to determine how many later committed crimes with a gun. Many did. This is a perfect opportunity to arrest people before committing crimes rather than responding after the fact." Arrest people before they commit crimes. That is a brand new concept in American law.
Now, Janet...
But it's not a brand new concept in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, no.
And the Chinese have been doing that for years.
Well, yeah, and he mentions that.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to this. This is from a movie Janet just saw. It's just so eerie that she just watched this movie.
Time horizon, 12 minutes.
All right, what he's doing now, we call scrubbing the image, looking for clues as to where the murder is going to happen.
Original running bond brick pattern, streamline early Georgian details. Brick has been repointed.
What that is Tom Cruise anticipating a crime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
They're the pre-crime squad.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I was telling my Mark, I said, you know, the funny thing is, in 2001 when this movie came out, it seemed so far-fetched and so sci-fi. You know, you watch that in 2021 and you can 100% see that kind of thing
occurring.
Right.
And this is the guy that's been nominated to the ATF.
Well, and he also said in an interview, I saw it yesterday, or I watched it this morning, that he also said in an interview that you don't need a gun readily accessible. What you need to do, and this, he should have just said it like that, is put your gun and your ammo behind your tuna and your beef jerky. And if someone breaks in the house, then you go get your gun and your ammo behind your tuna and beef jerky. I mean, that's kind of painting a picture. You know, he's trying to paint a picture of gun owners that's not accurate at
exactly.
all. That's how detached the new leader of this AFT is.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, because you're redneck. I mean, rednecks have that. You know,
get your beef jerky.
Tuna is really expensive. So is beef jerky. I don't know. I think that might be a little off the mark.
Right.
But But anyway, the whole point is that these
are the people that Joe's putting forward.
Yeah.
And if this guy is as whack as Tucker is saying,
I can't wait for Rand Paul to get a hold of him.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Wow.
This is
bizarre.
But you know what? It's par for the course with this administration. It really is. Pick the worst person possible and put them in a position of power.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to talk about when we bring you in is we want people to know what resources are available.
Uh-huh.
And you work all over the South Side, Roanoke, Lynchburg. And of course, you're just a quick drive from any of those places anyway, where you're located.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Either way, but not that you won't come to them. You can certainly do that. But you do all kinds of classes.
Yeah.
So
in 2019, coronavirus kind of shut me down.
As it did everyone. Yeah,
yeah. And because businesses weren't up and running, so I wasn't going out. But in 2019, I went to 19 states and trained just at 10,000 people for active shooter response. And so we offer that locally to churches, businesses, schools, any type of facility. I do a facility review. We train all the staff. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, we're sitting here right now at 60 heartbeats a minute. Mm-hmm. But when we start hearing gunfire, we're going to jump up to 185 heartbeats a minute. And we're going to get, in a nutshell, we're going to get really dumb. We're going to lose a lot of thought process, fine motor skills, complex motor skills. So we have to understand that in order to survive.
Right.
You have to put yourself there. So I'll get HR online with what they need to be doing to prevent an attack, recover from an attack. It's not just recovery and handling. It's how to stop it from happening in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then personal protection in the home. That's a big one, as we saw yesterday.
Yeah. Getting bigger all the time.
Yeah. That's going to keep things like that from happening or give the entire family a more level of awareness on how to protect yourself in the home. And then, of course, concealed permit classes, situational awareness classes for ladies. That's geared for younger ladies how to handle stalkers, how to handle violent behavior, unwanted advances. It's how to shut it down right in the beginning, both mentally and physically, letting that person know that this is not acceptable behavior.
Right. Before it goes too far.
Before it goes bad. Yeah. So it's we do a ladies' night. We do gun cleaning classes. But everything I do is I don't sell guns or ammo. I don't sell defensive gear. It's simply teaching people how to use those tools responsibly.
How to be responsible.
Legally.
And how to be safe.
Yeah. And I stress, you know, during my classes, the last thing you want to do is shoot someone. Although the law may say that, okay, you're justified to shoot them because of what they're doing. If you can retreat, if I can retreat, that's what I'm going to do.
Sure.
You can call me any name in the book. I don't care. I don't have to go to court. I don't have to go to the police department, get interviewed.
And you don't have to live
with the
reality that you may be permanently damaged or killed someone.
We want to be trained to protect ourselves. And heaven forbid, if we have to use something in our defense, then we're going to have to do it. But the last thing we want to do, and that's part of being responsible gun ownership, is keeping those firearms secured from unauthorized, untrained hands, and just being responsible gun owners.
All right.
So all the things that we talk about with you are about, you know, safety.
That's all I do, is keeping people safe.
That's all you do.
Right, personal safety.
So that makes this next piece so very interesting.
Unbelievable.
So yesterday, you were notified by the overlords at Facebook, that you've been removed permanently.
Yep, permanently disabled with no chance of review. I've been cautioned numerous times when I go to post something that this does not meet our community standards because it's racism. And the post that I'm putting up is for an active shooter response training, or it's for situational awareness, empowering women. They don't like that word, empowering women. I'm going to tell you right now, Facebook has sent me so many messages on, you can't post this, you can't post that. And I read through it like, what did I put on there that's racist? And a lot of them I'll ask for an appeal and they immediately approve it. So it's an algorithm. It's a computer catching it.
That's flagging you.
But I think what happened was I got flagged so many times for not doing anything wrong that now they've just said, forget it. But I can post a picture of Eli, my dog, and within 15 minutes, I've got 200 and something likes. Or if I post a funny video of me cooking, I've got a bunch of likes. But if I say anything about keeping people safe, three or four people see it. And those people are the ones that like my stuff all the time.
Right.
So they're connected to
it. So they throttle it back.
So
they've been on this for quite some time.
It's probably been about a year and a half. They've been throttling me back. And they're sending me messages, you can't post this. That doesn't meet our community standards. What? Personal safety?
Which is hysterical that they use the term community standards.
Right.
Because you're not working at keeping your community safe.
Right.
You're not working at, it's just insane.
I've never dropped the F-bomb or anything. I'm very careful.
Well, sure. That would be okay, Marco.
Now it would. Maybe I should have. But I'm very careful. I don't go tit-tat with each other. And so it's clearly to me, if you look at my Facebook page, it's clearly to me that they've shut me down because I teach personal protection.
Yeah.
They don't want big tech is following Big Brother. They don't want people safe. They want people to depend on the government for their safety.
Exactly.
Don't protect yourself. Depend on the government.
Mm-hmm. We got a text from Gary. It says, if you come back from a war zone after defending their Second Amendment rights, they'll come back and confiscate your gun. That's what it sounds like to me.
Right.
I mean, we are in a very precarious time now.
Yeah.
And now is not the time for us to throttle back.
Right.
Is the time for us to step forward and fight harder.
Sure.
One of the things we want to make sure that people are aware of is how they can find out about your services. I know you use Facebook a lot, but if they go to t4tactics.com, they'll be able to stay in touch with you that way.
I've got a podcast that's on Anchor, and it goes to 9 other podcast stations.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast, you type in T4Tactics, you're going to be able to
That's going to be my voice. That's where I'm going to start speaking out a little bit more. I'll be a little bit more boisterous on what's going on. And we go back to Facebook. What is the biggest hit for me is most of my Facebook posts are videos about safety and mm-hmm. situational awareness, and ladies, you need to do this, and guys, you need to do this to protect the family. That's what I think I'm going to miss the most, is putting out that free information for people.
Right.
Just to watch a quick 2-minute video to be safe.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Coming up, we've got Kimberly McBroom. She's going to have our local news stories, and Marco also helps bring you Gary on Guns Saturday. You're going to be featured on Gary on Guns this
weekend.
Yes, we
had a great interview. That was good. We talked about active shooters. So we're going to go deeper into active shooter.
And that's between 1 and 2 on Saturday. Yep. And we thank you for that support. You support us, and we want to support you.
Yeah. Thank you for your support back. Yeah.
So we'll have that coming up on Saturday morning between 1 and 2 o'clock. We'll have more of your Friday funnies on the way. You're listening to The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Thanks for being here on our Friday show.
CBS News Special Report. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, has died at the age of 99. Buckingham Palace released a statement at the top of the hour that says His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The man who became a British prince was born Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark. Though not particularly wealthy or important, this great-great-grandson of Queen Victoria had more royal blood in his veins than his future wife, argued his late biographer, Tim Heald.
A little bit of Danish, a little bit of Russian, a little bit of the House of Hessen, German, and then, of course, by marrying into it, a little bit of the House of Windsor.
Greek revolutionaries forced his family into exile, which is how he wound up in England. He married Princess Elizabeth in 1947, ultimately becoming the longest-serving consort in British history.
The prince was released from the hospital March 16th. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Roanoke police are investigating after a woman was shot Thursday. However, officers don't know where it happened. Police found the woman on Roar Avenue around noon. She was treated by Roanoke Fire and EMS for a non-life-threatening injury. Police say the victim and the suspect know each other. No arrests have been made. And an update on another shooting that happened on Campbell Avenue in downtown Roanoke on Saturday. The 29-year-old victim from Roanoke has died of his injuries. This is now a homicide investigation. And two Lynchburg police vehicles crashed into one another Thursday evening. The two officers were responding to the same call when they collided at 5th and Clay Streets. One officer sustained minor injuries and had to be taken to the hospital. The other didn't have any injuries. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
A short drive will save you money.
Don't miss Feller Chevrolet's reprocessed car sale. Feller's is paying big cash for used vehicles to reprocess and restock our lot. All new vehicles are at rock bottom prices, many with zero down and 0% financing. Feller's has over $2 million ready to lend from local lenders, and they're paying top dollar for your trade. So you could save thousands. Hurry, the reprocessed car sale ends April 10th.
Feller Chevrolet in Alta Vista.
People all over Virginia are winning print and play faster than you can save 45.8 million dollars, which is exactly how much players have won last year playing print and play games from the mountains to the coast and everywhere in between. Players are winning instant prizes with print and play games, including rolling jackpot. Could you be Virginia's next big winner? Pick up your own print and play game today. For print and play game information, visit VALottery.com.
Morning, Frank. Hey, question. Have you picked a candidate for governor? I can't decide.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Youngkin. Conservative. Outsider. Successful business leader. Not the same old politicians that run every election.
And he's one of us?
Yeah. He's strong on backing law enforcement, religious freedom, right to life, and the Second Amendment.
All right. What about creating jobs?
There's nobody in the race like him. But why don't you ask him?
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Wyatt. Clouds linger today, along with a chance of scattered showers and afternoon storms, highs at 68. Some of those could linger into the evening, but will taper off tonight with a low of 55. Saturday, mainly cloudy skies, a little warmer with a high of 73, and we'll bring back a chance of showers and storms late in the day. Those continue into Saturday night with low temperatures in the upper 50s.
57 degrees and a little sunshine on the south side. 57 in clouds in Roanoke and Salem. 55 in clouds in Bedford and Lynchburg.
So we teased this story earlier in the program. A young man in Roanoke has used building muscle to save his life, literally, from addictions of alcohol and drugs. His name is Mitchell Ashburn, and at age 4, he lost both of his parents to addiction, and his twin brother Michael was there to kind of help him along. They were in the area of Hampton, Virginia. Ashburn, as he got older, kind of lost his way and got tied into alcoholism and drug consumption. He had a couple of kids. He wasn't the best father, he says. I wasn't the best friend, and I wasn't good to my family. But he also got a second chance. In a recent Instagram post, Mitchell says that today I'm celebrating 4 years of sobriety. The journey was challenging, but I have no regrets. Life has its ups and downs, but it's only looking up for me from this point on. And he used building muscle, you know, getting into physical training along with his brother. And that's what saved his life, and he is using that message to help get others out of addictions and getting them in shape as well. So congratulations to Mitchell on his 4 years of sobriety and what he's doing through sober muscle, fighting addictions.
A Madison Heights man was convicted in September of 2020 of federal drug conspiracy and weapons charges, recently sentenced to U.S. District Court in Lynchburg to 262 months in federal prison. On June 24th of 2018, the LPD responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle at a local restaurant. When officers arrived, the driver evaded law enforcement, driving down an embankment, fleeing on foot. Inside the vehicle was 255 grams of meth, 132 grams of cocaine, and 304 grams of marijuana. On the ground outside the driver's door, they discovered a Smith & Wesson 9mm firearm. The investigation later revealed Eric Joseph Gravatt, 37, was the driver of the vehicle. He pled guilty in September of 2020. Based on his criminal record, he was a career offender and had recently been released from serving a state sentence for drug distribution prior to committing these offenses.
Person died in a farming accident in Campbell County, and the sheriff's office responded to Little Falling Road Wednesday afternoon. The person's name has not been released. That says the incident doesn't seem to have any foul play involved, and more information will be coming as it's available.
Well, earlier in the week, we were telling you about a detour on Union Bridge Road in Danville. That has now been extended to next Wednesday. Detours have been established at Riverside Drive and Henry Road. Access will continue to be available to Robert Woodall Nissan from the Henry Side Road. The closure is part of a water main replacement project on Riverside Drive from Audubon Drive to Arnett Boulevard. Again, you could expect those delays to last at least through next Wednesday. Well, we are welcoming into the studio today one of our most favorite people, Krish Shavastar from Meals on Wheels. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, you have been a busy, busy girl, I know, as the need for what you do, I'm sure, in the past year and a half has ramped up even more than it was before.
It really is incredible. I mean, there was so much need. And the vast majority of people that called for assistance would have qualified for our program anyway. But COVID really was the impetus for them to call. And I'm just so glad we were able to help.
Now, one of the challenges or one of the things that I worried about the most during the pandemic was the fact that you rely so much on volunteers to get your job done. I mean, this Meals on Wheels, and I don't know if the listeners realize this, but, you know, you're not getting help from outside sources. The money that you raise is raised right here in this community.
That's right. You know, we don't have any state or federal funding for our meals, and that gives us a lot of freedom. It allows us to meet the need. You know, if we're a community-based organization, I think it is my responsibility to meet the needs of this community. And so last year, we served people as young as 22 and as old as 103.
Mm-hmm. Right. And but there also comes challenges when you're faced with something like a pandemic. You're not getting, you know, the support perhaps that, that, you know, maybe you did because some of your supporters may be out of work or maybe they're in need of the you know, the things themselves. And then the volunteers, how do you keep them safe during a pandemic? Are they afraid to go into other people's homes? Are your clients, are they afraid to have people come into their home because of the pandemic? Did you face that?
We did face that when, you know, back in March, April, about half our volunteers needed to step back because of their own health concerns. Mm-hmm. And we put a call out in this community saying that we need your help. And this community, like so often, stepped right up to be of assistance.
Wow.
It was incredible. But we also did implement a number of changes. We have a whole bunch of new safety protocols. Everyone wears masks. We have gallons of hand sanitizer, all those things. And we have, you know, new pickup procedures so that there's no interaction. Mm-hmm. We really worked very hard to make sure that it could be as safe as possible for both the recipient and the volunteer. And it has been incredible to see, despite closed doors or glass doors, you know, people, mm-hmm. you know, knock and hang, you know, a bag on their door and step back, but can still have a conversation, can still have a relationship.
Because that's so important. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times these people, it may be the only people that they see.
Yeah, the only communication.
So those conversations nourish just as much as the food does.
That is so true. I mean, it really, that sense of community. And what we've found is that, you know, for most of our recipients, you know, being isolated and alone has always been a challenge. But now so many more people understand the difficulties. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I always used to say, you know, the meal is incredibly important, but that connection to the community for many people is just as vital because it's a reason to get up in the morning. It's a reason to get dressed. But we've also heard that from our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to do something for someone else.
Right.
I need to get out. I need to go talk to someone.
I need to give back.
I need to give back.
Right. Yeah. And exactly. And it can make life so much better.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, did you know that with Meals, when I first met Chris, mm-hmm. I had an image in my head of what Meals on Wheels was. I thought Meals on Wheels only worked with the very elderly, mm-hmm. That you know, didn't have family around, and they didn't have. I mean, I was so off base as to what Meals on Wheels was and what you did, because this isn't something that is exclusive for elderly people. Explain to us. You said the youngest adult was like 21 years old, mm-hmm. or 22. What does that situation look like?
It can be a lot of different situations. Perhaps someone had surgery and they don't have any supports and they just need help for a couple weeks till they're back on their feet.
Right.
For many years, you know, we had a young gentleman, his father was disabled and he had some mental challenges and intellectual disabilities. And, you know, until we came in the door, they were living on peanut butter and potato chips,
right.
because that was something mm-hmm. they could do. And right. the father was wheelchair bound and had a lot of back issues, and they were doing the best they could. How could I say no?
Right.
You know, that just doesn't even make sense.
Sure.
You know, we've delivered to children on occasion. You know, we've mm-hmm. had single parents that were in an accident or, mm-hmm. you know, undergoing cancer treatments, and we bring an extra meal so the kids and they can all share a meal at night when they get home from school. It's about common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being homebound and being, you know, temporarily or permanently disabled isn't based on age.
Right.
Sometimes things happen.
Sure.
And so if we can be there to help, you know, long-term, short-term, you know, we served someone for 2 days last year. His son couldn't get home. He was getting out of the hospital.
Right.
Okay, you know, let me see what I, you know, no problem. No questions, no paperwork, you know, no charges. Let me do what I can help.
And that's why we want to have these interviews, so that people know if you have a friend, a neighbor, a loved one who maybe, you know, they're in this region that mm-hmm. can be served. Maybe you can't get there to do food for them,
right.
but Meals on Wheels can. And there's even an option where if people can afford to pay something, they can pay for their meals.
That's right. I mean, a lot of times people were really too proud to accept what they thought was charity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so if we can say, you can pay for your meal, we're happy to do that. The most important thing is if you have good nutrition, if you have someone to check on you to make sure that you're safe,
right.
you
right.
haven't fallen, you can stay home longer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not going to be an institution. You're not going to be even more separated.
Right.
The benefits are gigantic.
Sure.
And so if you're able to contribute to the cost of your meals, phenomenal. If you're not, that's what this community
is doing.
And
what kind of fee are we looking at for that?
The most anyone pays is $5.45 a day.
Okay.
That's full charge.
Right.
All right.
And
then they're helping the meals, so they feel good about helping Meals on Wheels.
Right.
And that, so that's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, that puts a tangible number if I decide I want to try to help somebody out for 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can write a check out to you guys. I'm looking at the numbers of total meals. 118,188 meals was served. That's a phenomenal number.
It really had an impact. And, you know, the part that was I'm incredibly proud of, actually, is that was 33,000 meals more than the year before.
Yeah.
And we were able to do that because this community helped. You know, and sometimes it was volunteering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was making a donation. Sometimes it was reaching out to your neighbor and giving them a call and say, are you doing okay?
Yeah. Right.
All of that made a difference.
And the other thing is, they don't just make these meals. It's not like it's just, well, here's your meal, take it or leave it. They also deliver specific meals if you're a heart patient, if you're a diabetic patient, if you have, you know, special needs, special diets.
Like gluten or whatever.
They help with mm-hmm. with that, especially, you know, if you're a diabetic or if you have heart, you know, they're going to put you on specific dietary
needs. Well, actually, all of our meals, mm-hmm. by default, are heart and diabetes friendly.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good.
That's our standard.
That's great.
So no matter what, you're going
simple.
To eat a healthy meal.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps you're on dialysis or your doctor said you shouldn't eat this food because it has an interaction with your medication.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or maybe you're having some swallowing or chewing issues.
I got it.
We can adapt to all those situations. And, you know, it really... Because this is a little geeky, but when I started, I went and looked at, you know, what is the impact of good nutrition on elderly people or people that are ill? The research was saying that someone who's food insecure, mm-hmm. either by choice or necessity, you know, a lot of times people I talk to, you know, what'd you eat today? Well, I had some coffee and cookies. You know, they just didn't have the energy for something else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that person who's not eating right functions like someone 14 years older.
Oh, wow.
So the 70-year-old who's living on coffee and cookies mm-hmm. is acting like an 84-year-old, is thinking, is moving,
right.
is processing.
Because they're not getting the food and the fuel that they need.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. That is something we can do.
I'm curious. I see these things called Blizzard box meals. What is that? You delivered 4,250 of those last year.
that's their prepper program.
I haven't thought of it that way, but it's
but it kind
is.
Of is.
It is. You know, we want to make sure not only are our recipients safe, mm-hmm. our volunteers are.
Okay.
So when we had those icy days,
right.
and let's face it, none of our recipients really could get out and shovel the snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want our volunteers to slip on the ice.
Sure.
So I think twice this year, mm-hmm. we said, eat out of your Blizzard box.
Okay.
You know, there's meals in there.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens, you know, we also did it this year because of, you know, COVID. If something were to happen and we had to
sure.
close for a day or two,
yeah.
you know, that's always important. But every year, no matter what, we've been providing Blizzard boxes
gotcha.
For the days when it's not safe.
All right. We have a texter who
okay.
texted in and said, I read somewhere that you do Anna meals.
We do. We have an Anna Meals program at vet clinics all around town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a box that says Meals on Wheels, Anna Meals. People make donations of pet food.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like we said, if you're
right.
isolated, our volunteer might be the only person they see. That dog or cat is vital to their well-being.
Sure.
Right.
And, you know, if that's your baby, mm-hmm. you're going to share your food with them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's not good for either one of you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we accept donations of pet food, and we distribute it about once a month. You know,
I'd love that.
they do.
I'm going to ask you a personal question here.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the emotion you feel when you see the smile of the volunteer and the smile of one that just received not just a meal, but maybe a handshake or a smile from one of your people. What does that do to you as the leader of this organization?
I have the best job in town. I work with the most amazing people. Mm-hmm. You know, every day we make a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, there are connections being built across this community. I mean, any day I get to deliver is the best day of my life. Mm. And it's just an hour. I mean, it takes an hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing what you can do in such a short amount of time. And everyone, I mean, our recipients are some of the most interesting people in town.
Yeah.
The life they've had, the things they've done, the stories they can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And our volunteers who, you know, we've got people that are physically very challenged, but are doing it with their grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids run back and forth from the door.
What an amazing thing to teach. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Or, you know, people who are working all day but know, okay, well, every Thursday or the second and fourth Tuesday, this is my hour and a half. I'm going to take a little extra time for lunch. Everyone knows not to schedule an appointment because I'm delivering Meals on Wheels.
Right. Right. You know, who's going to complain about that? Here's the thing. You can be a part of this as well. Whether you want to make a donation to help this program of money, or whether you want to make a donation of your time, there is a place for you with Meals on Wheels. Tell them how they can participate.
It is so easy. The quickest way is to go to our website, mealslynchburg.org.
Okay.
There's a volunteer application. There's some training videos. You could even see if this is something you're interested in, kind of an overview. There's a button to donate. You know, it all makes a difference.
Mm.
Or you can call the office, 847-0796, and we'll get you right to the correct person.
Okay.
And it's the same way if you know someone who needs our help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the website, you can do it there, make a referral,
right,
or call and say, I'd like to talk to someone.
Well, we've got your link up on our Facebook page so that people can become a part of this fantastic program. Chris, as always, we love having you on the show, and we love what you do for the community.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, good being with you as well.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
In the Lynchburg area, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed and trimmed your lawn the week you were sick. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kim Gardner.
And I'm Chip Harvey, and we're good neighbors you can count on, too. We're here to help life go right when you combine your home and your auto insurance. That can save you time and money. So see me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's.
Or me, Kim Gardner, in the Amalon Shopping Center in Madison Heights. Let's combine your home and auto and start the savings rolling.
Gary from Green Energy Management is back in the studio. Gary, what's new?
Well, the windows are selling really good. And for you people out there that'd like to know what a vinyl replacement window is, if you're thinking about buying or you're looking around, you can give me a call. I'll give you a price over the phone, tell you all about it. And then if you think you want to deal with me, I'll come out there and show you the window. If you say you want them, we'll do business. There's none of this, what do we got to do crap to put it in your house. So if you want to just know what it's going to cost you for an excellent window, you can get prices anywhere from $800 to $1,000, which is ridiculous. So if you're interested in getting vinyl price window, just give us a call and we'll give it to you over the phone. Call us at 434-546-0152, 434-546-0152.
Right now from Shentel, you can get high-speed internet for as low as $20 a month for 2 months when bundled. And add on a free $50 gift card. Plus, we're including huge savings on TV and home phone. And the savings continue the more services you add. Don't forget free installation. It truly is the best time to switch and save. Act now. Get a $50 gift card free. But hurry, this unheard of Shentel offer ends soon. So call 1-800-SHENTEL today. Restrictions and conditions apply. New customers only. Equipment taxes, surcharges, and other fees apply. Offer may expire without notice.
As a consumer, you put your faith into manufacturers to design and create products that are safe for you and your family. When this trust is broken and you are seriously injured, it may be in your best interest to file a claim for compensation to help you get back on your feet. Hi, this is Randy Trost. Our attorneys and staff at Trost Law have experience to handle cases like this efficiently and effectively. I hope you never need our services, but if you do, you can rest assured we will be there for you. Contact us at trostlaw.com. Let our family help your family.
Making sense of all the nonsense, it's Tom Sullivan.
That's who Hunter Biden has become, is he's a guy whose brain was fried by drugs. And he blames all this on his mother that was killed when he was two. But if it works as an excuse, because that's the world that he lives in, no, don't take responsibility. It's not my fault. It was my mother's fault for getting killed.
Tom Sullivan, weekdays from 3 to 6
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
And it's true, middle-aged women want to shoot at least 5 people in the head every day. But we don't do it because that's wrong, that's murder. So what do? If somebody makes us mad, we call up our friends and we go fellowship and we have our walking groups. You will see middle-aged women walking together, and we are walking and talking and walking and talking, and we are getting all that out of every day. And my husband's like, why don't you just go for a run by yourself? I'm like, I can't. We are saving lives.
That's right.
This is why serial killers are always men. They don't have a walking group to go to. They have all this anger and frustration. It just comes out as murder. We prevented 3 murders this morning in our walking group. One of them was yours.
Hey, I'm just saying. Everybody has coping mechanisms.
Yeah, yeah.
That may be theirs. Oh, my goodness. All right. Oh, well, I love that interview with Chris.
Yeah, that was fun.
She just loves what she
does.
Oh,
gosh, you can see it.
It's you will, if you get involved with Meals on Wheels, you will not regret it.
Yeah.
It will bless you more than you could possibly ever know. Hey, we've got some new fun stuff on Insane Radio Deals.
Yeah.
Have you checked it out?
Well, I saw the note yesterday. Sequest is big deal.
And if you're not familiar with Insane Radio Deals, this is a chance for you to get great prices on some really wonderful experiences and products, and you're helping out the radio station, you're helping out these local businesses. We have a Facebook page that you can like, and then you'll see all the new stuff as it comes up. But we have got some Sequest bundles going on now.
I'm looking at this is great.
Yeah,
holy cow.
The Sequest sloth interaction experience. What?
Yeah.
How fun is that? I want to do that.
Recently because they opened it back up, I was in the mall and I go, why is everybody lined up? And then I realized I went around the corner and go, oh, they're all going into Sequest.
They are, but there's no reason for you to pay full price.
Right.
Because you
can go to Insane
Radio Deals and get a really great experience. The sloth interaction experience is usually $20. You can get it for $14.
Right.
The snorkeling with the stingray experience is normally $30. You can get it for $22.
Yeah.
And they even have annual passports that you can purchase. Typically $40, you can get that for $28.
And you can even do a 10 birthday party experience, up to 10 attendees at Sequest, valued at $200, listing for $140.
Yeah,
that's a $60 savings.
Yeah, so if you've got somebody that you want to do a birthday party for, that may be just the thing. So we have the multiple Sequest packages.
Yeah.
We've got the bourbon and barbecue. We got Floyd Fest. We got the For Everyone Golf Center.
Yeah.
Up there now. You can save lots of money. So check it out. InsaneRadioDeals.com is where you can go and purchase them, and you're good to go. But the Sequest stuff, that's really cool.
And it's that time of year to get out and do something.
It is.
I mean, it really is. Things
are
loosening up.
We got a lot more coming up in our next hour. This morning is flying by.
I know. We're done with 2 hours already. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it was
the weekend's here. I'm so excited.
You are excited. Yeah. We'll be back with some more feel-good stories, some of the national news that you need to know, and the local items, too, for the South Side, Roanoke, and Lynchburg. Thanks for listening to The Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.